Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, tackling a side hustle as a beekeeper, especially in a city environment where the competition for nectar is fierce. That story after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. How about this for an entrepreneurial venture? A beekeeper. In the tiny universe of New York City beekeeping, Tom Wilk is one of the queen bees. He founded the Queen's Beekeepers Guild. His business, Wilk Apiary, manages 30 hives in 8 New York locations. His honey, sold in local stores and markets, commands $20 for an 8-ounce jar. Mr. Wilk, however, is not planning to quit his day job as a salesman for a wine and spirits distributor since he hasn't broken even yet. More on city beekeeping from Ann Cadet, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Ann, what have you found?
Well, the city legalized beekeeping a few years ago, and it's kind of become a trendy hobby. And there are actually several hundred people in New York City who are keeping bees now. A lot of them keep them on their rooftops or their backyards, but there's also people who are keeping bees in, like, abandoned parking lots or in the cemetery or in a community garden. And most of them are, you know, strictly amateurs. They give their honey away, but some people are trying to make some money off of their honey, and it's pretty hard. The reason why is, upstate, you know, where there's lots of flowers and trees and grassland and parks, a good hive can produce as much as 200 pounds of honey every year. But in the city, there's just not a lot of green stuff. So even the best hives are producing maybe 50 pounds of honey a year, and most people are getting a lot less.
Oh, all right. So what it amounts to, what, bee competition these days?
Some people might say that. I had one guy who's been in the beekeeping business for longer than most, and he has about 30 hives around the city, and he's trying to sell his honey. And he said every hipster in town has a beehive now. He swears that, like, particularly in neighborhoods where there's a lot of hipsters and not a lot of greenery, like Red Hook, it's getting really, really hard to get much honey out of your hive.
Is it as simple as just scraping it into a jar? Do you have to add anything in when you make your honey?
No, honey's just honey. You have to use an extractor to get it out, but there's really not a lot to it. To get started, you need maybe about $1,000 to buy an apiary and, you know, your little bee jacket and veil and some of the accessories. And this is kind of interesting. So there was a big event in Bryant Park a couple weeks ago where about 180 people came to buy live bees. You can actually buy your own self-contained beehive, okay, colony, and you can buy 3 pounds of bees for $160. They had been trucked up from Georgia the night before, and guess how many bees that is? 3 pounds of bees.
3 pounds of bees?
Yeah.
I don't know. A few hundred?
12,000 bees.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so the bees aren't cheap, but because of the temperature extremes we've been having lately, the bees tend to die over the winter. So if you keep a few colonies every spring, you're going to have to be, you know, spending a few hundred dollars on more bees.
Got it. So, okay, so they can die off, but they could last a long time if you don't have extreme weather swings?
Yeah, and that's better because the more established the colony is, the more honey that they're going to produce.
Right. Well, that's something. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter and columnist Ann Cadet. She's written a piece entitled New York City Beekeepers Are Making Honey but little money. How about the one guy who uses bees for stings, like to help people with what, some sort of illnesses?
Yeah,
right?
This is actually, I'm told it's bigger in Europe, but there are other things you can do with bee products beyond sort of like honey. There's one doctor in Manhattan who gives his patients pollen and honey to help with their allergies. He keeps a couple beehives himself, and he has a kind of a portable colony that he keeps in his office. But he also stings a lot of his patients because he believes that it helps with inflammatory diseases like arthritis, and he stings himself 8 times a day. But even he's not making a lot of money off it because insurance doesn't cover bee stings, as you might expect.
He stings himself 8 times a day with bees in his office?
Yes, for his tennis elbow.
And he feels that this works?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's something. Very good. What else stood out as you were researching all this?
Well, some people are managing to make some money off of their honey businesses or sort of like related side businesses. There's a lady named Ruth Harrigan who has a number of beehives in Queens and in Staten Island. She doesn't make a lot of money off the honey itself, but what she's managed to do is sell it in like little tiny, like 2 ounce portions of like cute little greetings on them, and they sell very well at gift shops and tourist places. So she said, if you're able to be creative and sort of like package your honey in an interesting way, you can actually get pretty high profit margins. There's another guy named Andrew Cote. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. He's probably the city's biggest beekeeper. He has more than 100 hives all over the city, and he makes a lot of extra money, not just selling honey, which he kind of packages by neighborhood, so you can buy Soho honey or Chelsea honey or Upper West Side honey. And he gets a pretty good dollar for that because people love the idea of buying neighborhood honey that's sort of like made by local bees. But he also makes a lot of money taking care of other people's beehives. He provides bees for photo shoots and commercials and films. So if you're creative, you can find extra ways to make money off your bees.
If you mismanage them, can you get stung and injured, things like that? This happens, I presume?
Everyone tells me that honeybees are very, very gentle, actually. It was actually, I was kind of intrigued that the kinds of people who keep bees also seem to be very gentle people. I met a lady who, she was the manager of a retreat house on the Upper East Side, an Episcopalian retreat house where, you know, people can go on like a little mini weekend, and she keeps a beehive up on her roof, and she said, you know, wasps are really nasty, but bees won't attack you if you're nice to them. When I was, you know, checking out the line, there were a lot of like creative types. The people in line to buy bees, a lot of creative types and artist types and Buddhists, and so I think it's just sort of a very gentle and relaxed and very sweet community, actually.
Thanks, Ann. Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. The old stethoscope draped around doctors' necks is a 200-year-old screening tool and a symbol of the medical profession. It may also, though, need an update. Some doctors admit it's just for show these days. The Wall Street Journal says a California startup called Echo is one of a handful of companies working to bring the simple stethoscope into the 21st century. Connor Landgraf, then a student in biomedical engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, got the idea to build a better version in 2013 and co-founded the company in May of 2014. They have raised $9 million. Echo's latest stethoscope is called the Duo, a gadget that looks like a small television remote and also takes an electrocardiogram, or ECG. With the Duo, a doctor holds the device on the patient's chest, and it records heart sounds and electrical signals, and then it sends the data to a mobile app that displays the recordings in real time. A doctor can save, replay, and share the information, a function that's increasingly important for medical training and for treating patients remotely. The Duo costs $349. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.